And that's where we leave our colleagues on the World Service to get Boxing Day underway here on BBC Radio 4. A very good morning. It's 20 past five on Thursday, the 26th of December, 2024. Hope you had an excellent Christmas. If you're with us, you clearly didn't overindulge. And if you did and still tuned in, well done. You should probably hand yourself over to medical science for a thorough examination for the benefit of all humanity. My name is Vijay Alice. Thank you so much for your company this morning. Sarah Keith Lucas is standing by with the shipping forecast. Before that, let's look ahead to next week.
New comedy from Ahir Shah.
The Seven Blunders of the World is a list published 100 years ago by Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, more commonly known as Mahatma, which was sort of like his rap name. They're not something he's particularly well known for. My family are sort of Gandhi hipsters.
We head into the B-sides, the deep cuts. We have lots of his vinyl.
Can I, a stand-up comedian who looks like Gandhi and sounds like his enemies, solve seven seemingly intractable social problems where the Mahatma failed? That's Ahir Shah's Seven Blunders of the World, starting next Tuesday night at 6:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now, let's join Sarah Keith Lucas. Morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Vijay. And now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 26th of December, 2024. There are warnings of gales in Bailey, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High, Austria, 1,043. Expected Poland, 1,035 by midnight tonight. And the area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Zira, south at Zira. Southwesterly, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5. Occasional rain later. Good, becoming moderate or poor. 40s. Southwest, becoming cyclonic for a time, 3 to 5. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Cromartie. Cyclonic, 3 or 4. Occasional rain, moderate or good. 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southwest 2 or 3. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight. Southwest 2 to 4. Fog patches, occasional drizzle, moderate, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames. Southwest 2 to 4. Fog patches, occasional drizzle, moderate, occasionally very poor. Dover. Southwest 2 to 4. Becoming variable 3 or less. Fog patches, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. White, Portland. East or southeast, 2 to 4. Fog patches, occasional drizzle, moderate, occasionally very poor. Plymouth. East or southeast, 2 to 4. Fog patches at first, moderate, occasionally very poor at first. Biscay, northeast Fitzroy. Southeasterly, backing easterly, 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Southwest Fitzroy. Variable 3 or less, becoming northerly or northeasterly, 3 or 4. Fair, good. Seoul. Southeasterly, veering southwesterly later in west, 3 or 4. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South 2 to 4. Mainly fair. Moderate or good. Shannon. Southwesterly 3 or 4, but cyclonic 5 or 6 in northwest. Occasional drizzle. Good, occasionally poor. Rockall. Mallin. Cyclonic 4 to 6. Rain or drizzle. Moderate, occasionally poor. Hebrides. Bailey. Southwest 4 to 6, but 7 to severe gale 9 in Bailey. Showers, wintry at first in Bailey. Moderate, occasionally poor. Fair Isle. Southwest 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Faroes. Southwest 7 to severe gale 9. Squally showers, wintry at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9. Occasionally storm 10 at first. Squally showers, wintry at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Southwest 2. 19 miles, 1,028, now falling. Stornoway, southwest 3, 15 miles, 1,026, rising more slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west 5, recent rain 13 miles, 1,023, rising more slowly. Lucas, southwest by west 4, 32 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. Bridlington, west-southwest 1, 1,032, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by west 4, 5 miles, 1,034. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 1,034. Jersey, east 3, slight drizzle, 200 metres, 1,033, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 1, 2 miles, 1,034. Scilly Automatic, south-southeast 3, recent fog 500 metres, 1,033, falling slowly. Valentia, south-southeast 2, 24 miles, 1,030, now rising. Roddlesway, southwest by south 3, 16 miles, 1,032, rising more slowly. Malinhead, north by west 3, mist 2 miles, 1,030, rising. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A westerly or southwesterly airflow covers the United Kingdom, with a slow-moving ridge of high pressure over southern areas. Winds will be strong across many northern waters for a time, with gales affecting the far north. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 3 or less in south. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4, but southwesterly 3 or 4 at first in south. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or less. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 2 to 4. Mainly fair, fog patches in south, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in south. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southwesterly 2 or 3, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Fog patches, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Variable 3 or less. Fog patches for a time, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming northeast 2 or 3 later. Fog patches for a time, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, but variable 3 or less at first in east. Fog patches for a time, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South or southeast 3 or less, occasionally 4 near St David's Head. Fog patches at first, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4. Mainly fair, occasional drizzle later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest, backing south or southeast for a time, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. South or southwest, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Lock Fall to Carlingford Lock. Southerly or southwesterly, but variable at first, in north, 2 to 4. Rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, becoming variable for a time in north, 2 to 4. Rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Cyclonic 3 or 4. Rain at times, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or 4 later in south. Occasional rain in south, good, occasionally poor in south. Shetland Isles. Southwest 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Sarah, thanks very much indeed. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 26th of December. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Vijay Alice. Syria's new government says a number of soldiers have been killed in clashes with forces loyal to the toppled Assad regime. President Biden calls Russia's huge attack on Ukraine's electricity network outrageous. In business, big retailers turn their backs on Boxing Day sales. And in sport, football returns with a full programme of games. There have been protests across Syria following a widely circulated video which appears to show an attack on an Alawite shrine. The religious group had a dominant role in the country under the Assad regime, and there have been fears that the country's new Islamist leadership may not protect them because of their association with the previous president. The new Interior Ministry of Syria says 14 members of its forces have been killed and 10 others injured in clashes with Alawite supporters. Our correspondent Lina Sinjab has been following developments from Damascus.
The Alawite communities are fearful, especially because many of them took part in torturing and killing during the days of the uprising, and many Syrians here blame them for the bloodshed. It will be a big challenge for this new leadership to maintain stability and provide justice for everyone while these kind of incidents will happen and possibly may happen again.
The Bishop of Newcastle, Helen Ann Art Hartley, has renewed her criticism of the Archbishop of York after he used his Christmas Day sermon to say the Church of England needed to change. She has previously called for him to resign over his handling of a child abuse case when he was Bishop of Chelmsford, and she said his sermon was empty words. Stephen Cottrell has insisted he acted against the priest involved as soon as was legally possible. President Biden has said Russian missile attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure yesterday were outrageous. One person died and thousands were left without power. Mr. Biden has asked the U.S. Defense Department to continue what he called a surge of weapons to Ukraine. Our correspondent in Kyiv, Will Vernon, says Ukrainians are desperate for more aid.
Ukrainian politicians in public will welcome it, but actually most people will think that it's a case of too little, too late. These attacks have been going on for months now. President Zelensky says that Ukraine needs an additional 10 to 12 entire Patriot air defense systems just to keep Ukraine's skies and energy infrastructure safe from Russian attacks.